Hey everybody, Josh Searson of World Alternative Media here, and I just want to point out that suicide has claimed more Japanese lives in October than 10 months of COVID. Who's responsible for this? Well, many people could say the government's responsible for it because they are passing this ink on paper, but I would say, moreover, that it's actually the fault of the people who have been supporting these lockdowns. They are directly at fault for what's happening to these people, these poor people in Japan. And you know what? I hate to say it, but everyone that supports these lockdowns are not only responsible for this. I have to say, if only it could have been you instead of these people that have lost their lives because they've lost everything else in their lives. Their job, their home, their money, their freedom, their ability to just walk down the fucking street. If you support lockdowns, it's your fault. And I want to bring up a quote that was written long ago, but very, very much representative of what we're seeing in the world today. It's by Isabel Patterson from the book The God of the Machine. She was considered one of the founders of the libertarian movement alongside Ayn Rand and Rose Wilder Lane. I think it's a very apt quote to bring to you today, so I'm going to read it right now. And I quote, "Most of the harm in the world is done by good people and not by accident, lapse, or omission. It is a result of their deliberate actions, long persevered in, which they hold to be motivated by high ideals towards virtuous ends. When millions are slaughtered, when torture is practiced, starvation enforced, oppression made a policy as at present over a large part of the world, and as it has often been in the past, it must be at the behest of very many good people and even by their direct action for what they consider is a worthy object." Okay, so let's just talk about that for a moment here. What she's basically saying is that, okay, all these people are good. They are decent people. They have good intentions. Problem is they're stupid. Never underestimate the power of stupid people in big numbers. And these stupid people are led along because to them, they'd rather be led. It's better to be a leader than to be led. It always is. And, you know, the people that are led often lead to the biggest and most chaotic, catastrophic damage that we see in the world. We can bring up Stalinist Russia. Oh, it's for the greater good of the greater number. We're just doing this because it's the right thing to do for the people. You mean the 50 million that died? Or Mao Zedong? Oh, it's for the people. It's the people's party. The people are the cattle that are used as oil for the fucking machines that everyone was so proud of. The Industrial Revolution. It was a lie. Hitler? 12 million people. Pretty terrible. Same thing. My point being that it's these stupid people in big numbers that advocate all of this. Without them, the government has no power. The government can write as much ink on paper as they want, but that ink is just ink. It's not magical. Fairies don't come and make that ink a possibility, a reality. It's you, when you comply, that makes that ink mean a damn thing. It's you, when you comply, that enforces the tyranny. It recognizes the tyranny written on paper as some sort of given. But it isn't. It isn't until you follow that line. I'll give you an example. When I was living in Mexico earlier this year, in Puerto Vallarta, I remember the day they announced a quarantine. I thought I was going to go outside with my camera and do some civil disobedience. Everything was basically closed at that point due to tourists not coming out to the place anymore. So a lot of the places shut down. A lot of people lost their jobs. Mexicans were smart about it. They used that time to renovate their buildings because they knew people would be back eventually and that Mexico was more lenient against this insanity. But the issue was that the governor of Jalisco, Alfaro Ramirez, he decided that everyone had to stay in their homes in Puerto Vallarta. He decided that you weren't allowed to walk outside unless you were to go to the store and you had evidence that you were going to the store and getting groceries. So I went outside the day of the quarantine ready to disobey. And then I realized none of that means anything because everyone was outside. There were more people outside that day than the previous day, and restaurants that were previously closed opened back up that day. You know why? Because people weren't afraid. They didn't obey. They knew obeying was the final line in the sand between freedom and slavery. They knew that. They didn't have to be educated. They certainly weren't academics. They just knew a thing or two about survival. Survival of the fittest. Self-defense is a basis of survival. Self-defense is a basis of freedom because self-defense is responsibility, and responsibility is individualistic and not collective. And this responsibility to the order, to follow the rules and follow the instructions of the tyrants, is not freedom. It's the opposite. Like I said, individual responsibility is freedom itself. Collective responsibility is slavery. Nothing more, nothing less. It is joining a cult and standing as a gear in a massive machine that, unfortunately, like you see in movies like Metropolis or maybe in Soylent Green, grinds the not just the souls, the very humanity, but the bones of the masses in order to keep the machine oiled. So I just want to say to everyone that supports the lockdowns, you are murderers. You are directly responsible. It will not be forgotten. We have put a line in the sand, and I will not take this bullshit anymore. I'm not going to be tolerant towards those who aren't tolerant towards me in any sense of the word and actually advocate violence against me, advocate imprisonment, caging me. They advocate destroying my livelihood. They advocate destroying your livelihood. They advocate the highest form of authoritarianism that goes back to Mao, Stalin, Hitler. We could go all over the world. This tyranny is nothing new. It goes back thousands of years, as a matter of fact. The line in the sand has been drawn. You will either be on the right side of history or on the wrong side of history. And we all make mistakes, and I realize these people have good intentions. But their intentions risk all of us. And look, they will be eaten alive by the very government that they promote, and they will be destroyed by the people who defend themselves. This isn't meant to be a pleasant message. While the government needs to oil their machine with the masses, we have to oil our freedom every now and then with self-defense. There are certain words I will not use today, but you know what I mean. Now, that doesn't mean go out and be violent. Certainly not. In fact, they'll do nothing. That means not allowing people to do this stuff. Live by example. Disobey. These people that are advocating this will get more and more extreme. They'll start calling the police on you. You have a right to defend yourself. Humanity exists today because they defended themselves, not just against animals, but governments. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think most people realize this and know that it's coming. The people in Nazi Germany didn't just decide one day that they didn't like Hitler anymore. Most of them supported him for the greater good of the greater number right to the end, even when they knew what was happening in 1944 and 1945. And then, you know what happened after that? They got enslaved by communists for many decades, going through starvation multiple times. You end up burying yourself. Escape now or go down with the ship. Anyways, I really appreciate everyone watching. Make sure to check those links below. Share this on social media. Hit that like button. Hit the notification button on BitChute. And we're on Library/Odyssey as well as Float.app as well. We're also on Parler and Rumble, but most importantly, we are on BitChute, Library/Odyssey, and Float.app. This isn't a violent message. This is a message of self-defense. And if we don't defend ourselves, what kind of human are we? We're just a pawn, a cog in the system, a pawn to be sacrificed for the king and the queen. Don't walk onto the chessboard, my friends. So I want to also get everyone to go to our newsletter, www.iamband.com. That really helps, as well as our Teespring store, our merchandise store, and we are completely viewer-funded. So GoFundMe, Patreon, subscribe, store. Anything helps to keep independent media alive. We are completely destroyed. We got kicked off of YouTube, and of course, we're kicked off of Facebook as well. And it's because we tell the truth. I live out of a backpack in Africa right now, so I can continue bringing you guys this message And I really hope everyone appreciates it. I know a lot of you do. And thank you so much for the support that you've given so far. But we need more support. We need people to fund us. Like, we are done, basically, at this point. No money in my bank account, my friends. GoFundMe, Patreon, Subscribestar. Just a dollar or more a month makes a huge difference, my friends. So anything you can do, I appreciate it. I've been calling this from the beginning. I predicted all of this from the beginning. I don't want a claim. I want people to listen. For the love of God, listen. Anyway, until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.
Hi, this is Tim Pichot, the Liberty Advisor. If you're looking for a financial advisor who gets it, who knows what's going on, I'm here at Jekyll Island, Georgia. Right behind me is the Jekyll Island Club, which is where the plan for the Federal Reserve was hatched in 1910 and ultimately put into place December 23rd, 1913. Now, most advisors have no idea about the Federal Reserve. They have no idea, you know, the insidious nature of it. And, you know, and more importantly, they don't know how to protect you and your family's money. And really, it's not even about your money. It's about your quality of life. It's about putting you on a path to be able to protect yourself for what's coming down in the future. Now, if you don't know the past, you're not going to be able to know what's coming down the pipeline. They put all the clues out in front of us. You know, it's very obvious what's coming. But for most advisors, I mean, I would say probably 99% of them, they have no idea what's going on. They're incentivized to not talk about this stuff. They're not allowed to talk about this stuff. And even if they would be allowed to talk about this stuff, they're not, because it's not great for business. Well, I'm a guy that's been putting myself out there for over a decade to try to help you and your family put you on a better path. So if you have an old 401k, an old IRA, you're about to retire, please check out thelibertyadvisor.com. You can see all the different ways that I am different from the average advisor who is out there, so that way we can help put you and your family on a much better path towards achieving all of your retirement goals. Thank you.
I'm sure you have already changed people's minds in your young age because you're involved, and I like that. We'll be right back.